This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Another fun week. Excuse my throat. Excuse me very much. There's a new study out. You know, anytime there's a study, if you look hard enough, you can find a study to just about back up anything or any position you want to take and hold on to. This one is making headlines despite the fact that it relies on these obviously flawed assumptions, has a very irrational methodology, and has not been peer-reviewed, but it must be true because it's anti-gun, you see. People are, gun grabbers especially, they are very concerned about all of the gun buying that's been going on during COVID-19 and all of the social unrest. They cite themselves, the authors of this study, they cite themselves as support for spurious statements like surges in firearm purchasing have been well documented in association with mass shootings and significant political events and are followed by population-level increases in firearm violence. Now, we don't know the crime data for the last most recent months. We do know that we're seeing a spike in the blue cities because they're blue cities, but we also know that history proves otherwise about gun ownership, but Americans tend to buy more of something that they think may be scarce, like that increase in toilet paper buying during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Adults are more likely to legally purchase a certain firearm they've been thinking about when there is a political discussion about banning that firearm. Now, does that mean that these purchases are, as the author would argue, excess firearms? That's the new meme, excess firearms. Now, any chef would tell you that they require different types of knives for different kitchen tasks. Any hunter will tell you they will not rely on the same firearm for self-defense as they would in the field. All guns are not the same and do not meet the same needs for law-abiding citizens that choose to exercise their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. The difference is, although there are more homicides each year committed with knives than the semi-automatic rifle, no one seems to argue seriously against owning any knives or for limiting the number that a home may possess because more than one is excessive, unless you live in London, of course. Now, the authors of this study do make the smallest mention of a key fact in their opening. The pandemic has exacerbated factors that contribute to interpersonal violence, including financial stress and tension and trauma and worry and a sense of hopelessness. Especially true if you're Robert De Niro right now. Now, if data show an increase in violent crimes over the last 3-6 months, it would not be surprising during this unsettling time of national crisis. But it does not follow that this is due to more Americans deciding to purchase guns. In fact, more individuals are buying guns precisely because they feel unsafe. And they want to protect themselves, and they want to protect their loved ones and their property. And many of these recent purchases have been made by new gun owners. Begging the question of how the study's authors can argue that these are excess purchases. Now, the study design is very telling. For gun purchases, the authors used an adjusted number based on the number of checks conducted by the FBI and the NICS. That's cool. We've been doing that for a long time now and know that makes sense. You know, that's the way to do it. It's refreshing. You know, not every background check is for buying a gun. Sometimes it's for a permit or renewing a permit. It's refreshing to see the gun control advocates actually acknowledge that every firearm purchased from a federally licensed retailer has to go through a background check. But the data source that is more problematic is the use of the Gun Violence Archives collection of media reports as a proxy for actual crime data. And it should come as no surprise that the news isn't always accurate, particularly when you report local crimes. The media tends to briefly cover a crime that may or may not have occurred from a limited perspective with little detail and no follow-up. There's a reason for using FBI crime data rather than what a local reporter says in a blog post. If you're going to design a study that purports to argue that guns are the problem and too many guns are a bigger problem, it would be great if the authors could at least attempt to use some accurate, reliable data sources. But these guys are gymnasts. They can do all kinds of flips and spins, and they use this to determine what is considered to be excess purchases. And, that alone could take an entire study to critique. But picking apart their process would mean accepting that the premise is sound. And that's not true. There's no such thing as excess purchases. There's supply and there's demand. There are legal, heavily regulated states. There are law-abiding adults purchasing and possessing and using firearms in compliance with whatever the law is, federal, state, local. And to assert that there have been excess purchases of over 2 million firearms is this thinly veiled, deeply biased assertion that there's something inherently wrong with the legal purchase of a gun. So, with all of this in mind, the model doesn't matter. The study comes down to a simple equation: garbage in, garbage out. In fact, the authors recognize that there's no evidence to show that these legally purchased firearms have been used in any crimes. And fortunately, they do not claim that there's a casual relationship between the increase in purchases and violent crime. At best, they try to make it an association. And while they can imply more guns cause more crime, even they understand there's no evidence to support that. But, why not consider what happened to the crime? We've got a recent phenomenon that we could look back at, the 2013 surge in firearm purchases. The reason they don't do that is from 2013 to, in 2013, when crime was already down, crime has gone further down. It's actually been driven back up to being level with all of the blue violence in blue cities. What's different now are the unique factors that they point out earlier that tend to be associated with increases in violent crime. So, in other words, it's not the guns. If we see an increase in crime, it is due to the socioeconomic factor. And that's always been correlated with a crime spike. This whole thing, the firearm and ammunition industry understands the importance of the Second Amendment, but they also understand the importance of legal, safe, and responsible use and possession of guns. The gun industry does not advocate for anything unsafe. Places like NSSF and NRA, they've gotten out there, GOA, 2AF, they have gotten out there and recommended fixing the NICS. And that's been signed into law in Congress in 16 states. And that increases the disqualifying background checks from 1.7 to 5.3 million since 2012, which is a 241% increase. The firearms industry leads with Project ChildSafe. They've given out 38 million free gun locks. And there's this thing called Don't Lie for the Other Guy, which is a prevention program for straw purchases. And that's done in partnership with the ATF. It is the industry that has partnered with the ATF in Operation Secure Store to reduce the theft of guns from retailers. So, the answer isn't restrictions on the rights of Americans. The answer is to get out there and look at the underlying causes of the things that occur and fixing those. Looking at suicide, looking at inner city crime. There's the answer. That would be a real solution. We're just going to have to keep pushing that way. When we get back, why is crime worse in the urban area? This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hey, Self-Reliance Gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. After another weekend of violence in Atlanta, where nearly three dozen were shot and five were killed, including an eight-year-old girl, the mayor, Keisha Bottoms, has said enough is enough. But the problem is her worldview is clouded by leftism. And that's actually the case in just about every major U.S. city. She has no real solutions for the recent epidemic of violence that plagues Atlanta. Because she can't have one. She doesn't really not approve of it. However, she's not the ultimate executive in the state of Georgia. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp stepped in and ordered the activation of 1,000 National Guard troops in order to protect state property and patrol the streets of Atlanta. That's necessary because of the blue flu. In his statement, he declared peaceful protests were hijacked by criminals with a dangerous, destructive agenda. Now innocent Georgians are being targeted, shot, and left for dead. This lawlessness must be stopped and order restored in our capital city. I've declared a state of emergency and called up the Georgia Guard because the safety of our citizens comes first. This measure will allow troops to protect state property and dispatch state law enforcement officers to patrol our streets. Enough with the tough talk. We must protect the lives and livelihoods of all Georgians. Part of the problem in Atlanta, like we see in so many large Democrat-led U.S. cities, is the plummeting police morale. After George Floyd's death, we got these unjust and incorrect accusations of systemic racism throughout America. Not just the police, but all of America, but of course the police. They were made into scapegoats for what really plagues the urban area of America. So as a result, many cops have been targeted for violence and mayhem just because they wear uniform and do their job. In addition, like in Atlanta, they've been targeted and unjustly fired and then incarcerated and charged by their superiors. And this has been the case in Atlanta. So this recent wave of blue flu has swept through the Atlanta Police Department. This means that dangerous areas of Atlanta are not seeing the usual police presence. So you need the Georgia National Guard. Not too long ago, there was a lady named Heather McDonald. She coined the phrase Ferguson effect. This is when police stop or reduce policing because of political pressure, community pressure, department policies, that kind of thing. When this happens, and when it begins to be understood that this is taking hold in the community, the criminals are emboldened and crime increases. Because of the way the Democrats relentlessly and dishonestly campaign against law enforcement, this Ferguson effect has led to numerous U.S. cities becoming significantly more dangerous. John Nolte said a few years back, the obvious and predictable result is a rise in violent crime that only hurts predominantly poor, black, inner-city neighborhoods. Right now, the magnificently foolish are calling to defund the police or abolish the police, as in certain places, some school districts are trying to do this right now. This will only ensure that the Ferguson effect will continue and result in even more death and destruction in America's urban areas. What the astonishing thing to me about this is that this should not be a political thing. If we're out there and we have constituents and voters and citizens and everything else, the first goal of any politician, I would think, would be to make sure that they're safe. But that's, the Democrats are not about safety. They're about power. So why is it that certain parts of America, whether cities or towns or schools, require very little policing and see almost no crime? It's a pretty simple answer, actually. Wherever you see an intact family, families with a married mother and father who regularly attend religious services, crime is almost non-existent. It's like that feeding of their souls just makes everything a little more wholesome. Now, sound morality has always long revealed this to be the case, but if you require it, multiple studies have also shown that children raised by a married mother and father are better citizens, meaning they're less likely to commit crimes, more likely to perform well in school, Multiple studies have shown that religious Americans are more involved with their families, less likely to divorce, do better financially, are more likely to donate their time and other resources to their communities. They're happier, they're healthier than their non-religious counterparts. Modern leftism, one of the hallmarks that they have had, is this war on the family and the war on faith that has been particularly devastating for fathers, which in turn is particularly devastating for the youth of America. And the communities must deal with the consequences of fatherless children. One of the sad outcomes of this is almost always a precursor for future criminal activity. Children from single-parent homes, almost always without a father, are more likely to engage in questionable behavior, struggle academically, and become delinquent. Problems with the children from fatherless community or families can continue into adulthood. They're more three times more likely to end up in jail by the time they reach 30 than are children raised by intact families. They have the highest rate of incarceration in the United States. Fatherlessness is also the largest cause of poverty. We get this, Robert Rector pointed this out years ago. Being raised in a married family reduced a child's probability of living in poverty by about 80%. Now, in order for this big government agenda to go forward, the leftists often point to education as the answer to poverty in America. However, education is used as an indoctrination time. This is an indoctrination time. This is where we're going to teach you leftism. And, you know, another thing, and I don't remember if you, like when I was a kid, one of the things that they were always telling me was, you need to go to college. But that's just an incubator for the left. Marriage is a far better weapon against poverty than is education. So, what we found out about these single-parent households, the rate of physical abuse is about three times higher in the single-parent family. It's four times higher if the mother is cohabiting with the child's biological father but is unmarried. The rate of physical abuse is five times higher if the child is living in a married stepfamily. 10 times higher if the mother is cohabiting with a boyfriend. Sexual abuse is worse. And as tragic as the outcomes of the Ferguson effect are, the fatherless effect is also in play right now. And systemic leftism is responsible for both. If they have accomplished anything, they've given us the destruction of the biblical family model. And no amount of policing can fix that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The surge in coronavirus cases across many U.S. states will come with a big price tag. The next bailout package will need to be at least $1.5 trillion with a T dollars, compared with an estimate of $1 trillion before the rise in COVID-19 cases, according to Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi. States that reopened early, such as Arizona and Texas, are suffering from surges in coronavirus cases, leading to rollbacks of economic activity as local officials try to stem infections. For example, Nevada tightened rules for bars and restaurants, effectively closing any bar that doesn't serve food. The nation hit another all-time high single-day cases confirmed with 63,200. Zandi said the U.S. could end up in a very, very dark economic scenario without another stimulus package or one that fails to provide enough support. This is USA Radio News. Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite who was the girlfriend of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, are arguing she be released from lockup due to health risks stemming from COVID-19. Maxwell was arrested on July 2nd in New Hampshire on charges she conspired with Epstein to sexually abuse minors and then lied to prosecutors about it. Maxwell's lawyers filed a memo with the court opposing the government's motion for detention. They claim health risks associated with COVID and a $5 million bond should be enough to let Maxwell wait out her trial at her home. If convicted, she would face 35 years minimum in prison. More than 150 Minneapolis police officers are filing work-related disability claims after the death of George Floyd, with about three-quarters of those citing post-traumatic stress disorder as the reason for their planned departures. Their duty disability claims come as the city is seeing an increase in violent crime, and while city leaders push a proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new agency that would have a more holistic approach. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I just have the, I've got the hay fever. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This is very interesting. This is a really interesting thing to observe in this particular case. A man convicted of killing his brother-in-law while trespassing in his house is going to get a new trial because the trial judge refused to instruct the jury on self-defense. A Court of Appeals ruled the other day. I don't know exactly. I think this is Milwaukee. Alan M. Johnson, 35, admitted he sneaked into Ken Miskowitz's Whitewater house around midnight on 2016, hoping to find child porn on his computer so Miskowitz would be arrested. Johnson said he was worried that if Miskowitz was viewing child porn, he might one day abuse Johnson's other sister's young daughters. He said Miskowitz, 43, caught him in the computer room around 2 a.m. and attacked him. Johnson shot Miskowitz, who was unarmed, 5 times. A Walworth County jury found Johnson guilty of first-degree reckless homicide after the judge denied Johnson's request for an instruction on self-defense. Mr. Johnson is currently serving a 25-year prison sentence. A lot of factors in play here. The Court of Appeals said the unusual facts in this case raise the question of whether, under Wisconsin's Castle Doctrine, a homeowner can ever be lawfully interfering with an intruder such that the intruder can raise self-defense. Now, the Castle Doctrine says someone in their home, car, or business has no duty to retreat from an attack or intruder, and presumes the castle owner's use of even deadly force is reasonable to prevent death or serious harm. Now, it would have aided Miskowitz greatly if he had shot Johnson upon finding him in his house, uninvited, in the middle of the night. We wouldn't be talking about this right now. But it was Johnson who used deadly force, and to be justified as self-defense, he would have to show that Miskowitz unlawfully interfered with him and that the force he used to repel Miskowitz was reasonable. Now, it seems contradictory that someone with a presumed privilege to shoot an intruder could ever be unlawfully interfering with that person, doesn't it? But this is the argument. The doctrine does not apply if the occupant is engaged in criminal activity. Now, the doctrine wouldn't protect a drug dealer selling from his home who shoots police who break in and serve a warrant. Of course not. We've all seen this implied immunity or this qualified immunity at work. It's a stupid comparison. But it does raise a question. It does raise a question. Now, Mr. Johnson argued that the exception applied to his brother-in-law because he had child porn on his computer. Although he had earlier, just from what I was looking at here when I was getting ready to put this out, based upon what he said earlier, he thought there was child pornography on his computer. This is where all these questions come from. Now, the trial judge rejected that theory, but the Court of Appeals said the jury should have made that decision. They also said that denying the self-defense instruction was more than harmless error. They noted the jury rejected verdict options of first-degree and second-degree intentional homicide and burglary, suggesting the jury believed that all or some of Johnson's testimony are resolved competing inferences in his favor, and might have acquitted him entirely if they'd been instructed about self-defense. Now, let's drink that in. On a regular basis, we hear about warrants that are served in no-knock raids where they thought there was criminal behavior going on. And then they go in and they, you know, in some cases they kill everybody there. And then they find out that was not correct. Now, that's already bad that the police do that. That's horrible that the police do that. Are we saying now, is this judge saying, this appellate court in Milwaukee, are they saying that if you think there's, you, just a regular person, if you think that there's criminal wrongdoing going on, that this gives you permission to break into somebody's home, and then if they interfere with you breaking in their home to kill them, on the offbeat chance that you might find something that you're looking for, drugs, child porn, you know, hoarding masks and Purell, that kind of thing. They also said the appellate court said the judge erred in not allowing Johnson to present evidence that there was indeed child porn on Miskowitz's computer. The existence, they said, the appellate court, the existence of child pornography on the computer made Johnson's claim of self-defense more probable than it would have been without the evidence. Except he didn't have the evidence when he broke into the house. This has got too many problems for me. I'm sorry. Listen, if pedophiles, they deserve a special place in hell, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't care who knows it. However, this is a very slippery path to start taking a stroll down. When you get out there and say it's okay for someone who doesn't know you've committed a crime but thinks you might, what does this mean the police can do? What does this mean the state can do? This kind of thing just, it just makes me wonder in which direction we're going, because that's just the craziest thing I've ever heard. Listen, This is the encapsulation of what they're basically saying, this appellate court. Although, I do believe the judge probably got it right. Listen, if you're going to break into somebody's house with a gun, with the intention of being one of the Hardy Boys, most of the time that's fiction. It's not something that you just get to do. And if anybody out there right now thinks I am trying to mount a defense for a pedophile, please put that from your mind. What I'm trying to say is this. This kind of thing opens the door for anything. What if one day guns become outlawed? What if one day books became outlawed? Music, digital downloads. What if there were certain things out there that you could have in your possession? And yes, child pornography is absolutely illegal today. What if this cancel culture actually takes hold? What if it becomes a thing to where all of a sudden, this is outlawed, that's outlawed, you get fired for this, you get fired for that. Where does it stop? What if somebody out there thinks that you don't think Black Lives Matter? And they can break into your house to find out you don't think Black Lives Matter. Like, for example, you have a DVD copy of Gone with the Wind. Do I think child pornography should be stamped out? And do I think the people that collect it should be incarcerated or whatever we can do to them to take them out of get them out of that position where they could do something to a child? You bet. But whenever you get out there and start doing this kind of stuff, this is one of those things that can be prostituted in the name of leftism. I mean, they already try to club us to death with the Constitution. Well, this is my First Amendment right. Well, what about mine? No, you don't have one because you're a fascist. See what I'm saying? Just sort of frazzled my brain. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
One more time before this weekend kicks off correctly. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I myself am headed to the chiropractor to have my back stretched, decompressed, cracked. I'll be taller. I'll look thinner. I'll be able to walk without pain. Maybe this time I'm just musing out loud. I'm sorry. James Madison said democracies have been found incompatible with personal security and rights of property. And in general, been as short as their lives as they've been violent in their deaths. A reminder to you, American police are not required by law to specifically protect you or any other particular individual in any particular circumstance. Reference Warren versus the District of Columbia or Gonzalez versus Castle Rock for that. When they arrive too late, or even display complete incompetence when they handle an emergency call, they are not individually, criminally liable. So when individual police officers are found to be derelict in their duty, they can be disciplined by their department, including being fired. Maybe sometimes the chief may be forced to resign, but no one goes to jail. Even when derelict and or incompetent police officers have still made no crime, so they're subject to department sanctions only. But when police officers, as they actively pursue their duties, are found to have violated somebody's civil rights, even unintentionally, they can then be charged with a crime and not only lose their jobs and pensions. They can be forced to spend every dime of their family has or will ever have defending themselves in criminal court, and maybe go to prison for years despite all of that. There's a bunch of George Soros paid-for prosecutors out there making that, they're agenda-driven leftist prosecutors at the direction of a cop-hating Democrat mayor and governor. They will happily pursue blatantly unmeritorious criminal charges against innocent police officers for just only, purely, political reasons. We've seen it before, and we're seeing it a lot now. So, since no police officer wants to become a stepping stone for some amoral leftist prosecutor in his lustful pursuit to becoming the Attorney General, many officers believe that they are left with very few choices. So, right now, the media is out there trying to figure out why have we had this precipitous jump in crime, the spike in violence. Well, look at that. To add insult to injury, the Democrat mayors and the city councils are imposing punitive budget cuts upon their own police departments. So then you get the resultant inadequate staffing, which translates to depleted shifts. You have no police available to respond to an emergency call and no backup available when patrolling officers get in over their heads. So once again, while you've got the police chiefs and some of the mayors out there taking a knee and, you know, kneeling, these guys are also doing that. They're just standing down. They don't have to be told to stand down. They're just doing it. See, most of the time when the mayor, like in Portland, when Ted Wheeler says, hey, stand down, this is so that a political agenda can be driven. When the police do it themselves, now they're saying, we've had enough of this junk. Anybody wonder why the mayors and the city council members in these same cities are quietly spending taxpayer funds to create what amounts to their own heavily armed private police department, assigned with the exclusive task of protecting only them? This is not going to go away this year. This is probably going to pop and really get serious in November. So if you're one of my people, you need to adjust your lifestyle. You need to remain dangerous. You need to be armed and ready. Does everybody know who I'm talking about when I talk about Don Lemon? Mark Levin refers to Don Lemon as the dumbest broadcaster on television. Although I think that that switches back and forth like a badminton shuttlecock between Lemon and his buddy Brian Stelter. I'm sorry. But it doesn't matter. It's this, you know, two sides of the same lying media coin. So the other day, Don had Terry Crews on. Now, Terry Crews is an actor. He's been the Old Spice spokesman. He's funny. He does comedy. He does action, and he's former football player. He's really in good shape. I admire him at his age, at the shape he's in. So Crews decided to challenge Lemon regarding black-on-black crime and the death of a half dozen black children this past week. And Don Lemon, because the broken clock is right twice a day, he got out there and he finally, he just cast open the Pandora's box. He said, the Black Lives Matter movement was started because it was talking about police brutality. If you want an all Black Lives Matter movement that talks about gun violence in communities, including, you know, black communities, then start that movement with that name. All this time we've been being told Black Lives Matter. Anybody who disagreed with this was deemed racist for not advocating for the safety of black lives. And it's now clear, thanks Don, that not all black lives matter. Only those who die as a result of police brutality at the hands of a white cop, or more particularly those deaths that can be leveraged for cultural or political gain. Why isn't Breonna Taylor the one instead of George Floyd? She was innocent. She was just an upstanding citizen. She just wanted to be a nurse. Killed in a no-knock raid, shot 8 times. I mean, the coroner's report said there was no apparent injury. She shot 8 times. Why is it not Breonna Taylor? But you know what? Black lives, just like all lives, are children of God. All these people. Every life is precious in the sight of God. And Black Lives Matter are a Marxist, anarchist community organizing group that are trying to rub the sores of discontent. Their intention has nothing to do with black lives. It has everything to do with the destruction of Western civilization. You should look at their manifesto. Here's some of their demands. All black Americans should receive a guaranteed minimum income, health care, schooling, food, real estate, genital mutilation if they want to pretend to be members of the opposite sex, and abortion. They want to bring an end to all jails as we know them. They want to disrupt the traditional family. They want to demand reparations on behalf of foreign nations. They want to form a global liberation movement that will overturn U.S. imperialism and capitalism. So in other words, they want us to not only commit suicide, but to be cheerful about it. I've been seeing some of this stuff coming out of the squad, to be honest with you, the AOC squad, Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, especially the minimum income, that all that stuff. This is all just leftist junk. Nowhere in there, by the way, is anything about police brutality. No prescriptions on how to end police brutality, other than their off-stated proclamation to just get rid of the police, which is, as we've seen in Democrat-run jurisdictions across America, has led to the rapid escalation of violent crime. Oddly enough, perpetrated predominantly by and against non-white persons. Which makes, in my mind, Black Lives Matter a hate group, just like the white hooded ones. You know, if white hooded Democrats, for example, advocated for the same things, they would be deemed racist. That disrupting the traditional family thing, well, that has happened in the black community. 74% of children born out of wedlock. And all jails as we know them, that's happening right now in New York City. All black lives receiving health care, housing, food, and abortion. Do you know who else had this arrangement? Slaves. And abortion, that kills more black people than anything else out there today. So, I want to thank Don Lemon. He has exposed Black Lives Matter for the Marxist organization that it is. They don't care at all about black Americans. The most interesting thing as they adopt their policies is that Karl Marx was a blatant racist. I will talk to you next week. Keep your heads up. Stay dangerous. Be armed. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.